Good morning, Rabbosai. Our limud halacha every day is as a zchus for the refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chayla. He should have a refuah shleima b'korov b'mehiro b'tzoy shachol Yisrael. Amen. So the question we were dealing with was, we're asking the question, there was discussion about whether or not the breaching of the wall of Yerushalayim was in the first Beis HaMikdash by the Babylonians, whether or not that was on Tess or whether it was on Yud Zayin. According to the Pasuk, Yirmiyahu says that it was on the 9th of Tammuz, and according to the Yerushalmi, it was on the 17th of Tammuz. And we've already discussed how that could be against the Pasuk, etc. We discussed that already. But then the question came as to why we don't keep both. We should keep Tes Tammuz as a zecher to the fact that the wall was breached in the first place of Migdosh, and we should keep Yud Zayin as well. So there the Mordechai says, and all the Beis Yosef brings him down, the Magen Avraham brings it down, the Mordechai says that we're not matriach on the Tzibur. We don't want to, the Chazal didn't want to be matriach on the Tzibur, and the way we understood it, and I think I understood it mistakenly, is it's too much of a tircha for the Tzibur to have two Tanesim so close together. You're going to have a Tanis on the 8th, you have another Tanis on the 17th, they're just about a week apart, it seems like it's too much of a tircha la Tzibur. That was my understanding, in which case I had the Kasha, what about Tzom Gedalia? Tzom Gedalia is within a week of Yom Kippur, especially the Tzom Gedalia, according to some of the poskim, he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, and it's always kaviochel and nidche that they didn't fix the tannis on Rosh Hashanah, they fixed the tannis on Gimel. But you've got a tannis on Gimel, and then you've got a tannis on Yud. What about Tircha de Tzibur? It's too much for them, two tannisim in a week, and I think the answer is as follows. There's no problem with two tannisim in a week. The Horaya, in a way, although it's not a real Raya, there are some people who fast the whole of Aser Simeit Shuvah. Yeah, it brings down the Torah already brings down that it's a minhag chasidim. He says that they should fast every day during Aser Simeit Shuvah, except for 2 days Rosh Hashanah and except for 1 day Shabbos. So apart from that, there are 7 tanesim within 10 days. So having tanesim, okay, you could say it's not a tanes sibur. The Chazal weren't goyzer on it. It's a tanes chasidim, in which case they could choose whether or not they do it themselves. Yeah, but I think the vote here is not the same. It's not what I'm saying. I think the vote that I misunderstood is we're not worried that two tanesim close together would be too much. What we're saying is as follows, that we have 4 tanesim as a zecher lechorban, and that's from the pasuk in Zechariah. Zechariah's nevuah was after the first Beis HaMikdosh, and what he said was that the Tzom HaRavi and the Tzom HaChamishi and the Tzom HaShavi and the Tzom HaAsiri, which are the 4 tanesim commemorating Churban Abayis, yiyu leYisrael lesosoin leSimcha, the one day they would be Yom Tovim. And that was the Nevuah of Zechariah after Churban Bayis Rishon. After Churban Bayis Rishon, came a Golus in Bovel, and then there was Binyan Bayis Sheni. During the time of Binyan Bayis Sheni, that Nevuah was fulfilled, and those 4 Tanesim were Yomim Tovim. Shavuos HaBetamos was a Yom Tov, and Tisha B'Av was a Yom Tov, and Gimel, what we call Tzom Gedalia, was a Yom Tov, and Asar B'Tavis was a Yom Tov. They were all Yomim Tovim. So the Nevuah of Zechariah has already been fulfilled, and we don't have any Tanesim. Now, after Churban Bayis Sheni, now it was up to Chazal, are we going to reintroduce the Tanesim? It wasn't now Alpi Nevuah anymore, it's Midrabanon. Chazal are deciding, you know what, it would be a good idea, we should make a Zecher again to the Churban Bayis Rishon. But what they said was that we're not going to be Matriach the Tzibur to have more than 4 Tanesim. We're not going to make 5 Tanesim. It's not to do with the Tircha of 2 Tanesim close together. The point is that Zechariah said that as a Zeche to the Churban, 4 Tanesim was sufficient, and therefore now that we Chazal are deciding we're going to reintroduce those Tanaisim. We're going to introduce only four of them, because it shouldn't be, we're not going to be Machiach on the Tzibur more than Zechariah Hanovi. And therefore, they combined that Shivah Sabbatamos should be a Zecha to the breaching of the wall, Bein Bayis Sheni, and we have four Tanaisim and not five, Shaloi Lachiach on the Tzibur.
Started at Turaway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Yud Beis Tammuz, 8th of July, Rabbi Ben Sion, Bamberger Shlita, the Brach of Atov Vametiv on wine. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Kus. Hashavu Emma Fachalim, Rabbi Melchama Shiachsu, Vatem Meshalom Bim Heiro.
Amen. To be back again. I'm sure a few different halacha. Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Testament Base says, Toshma, Shinu Ayayin, Einoi Tzarech Levarech. But Shinu Makum Tzarech Levarech. If the Shinu Ayayin, you don't have to make a bracha, we'll see what that means in a moment. And Shinu Makum Tzarech Levarech. Om Rabbi Yosef, Abba Om Rabbi Yochanan. Af al pisha omru, shinu yayin ein sarach levarich. Even though they said that the bracha shinu yayin, you don't need to make a new bracha. That's referring to Agofen. Aval oime baruch hatoiv ha-meitiv. But you would say hatoiv ha-meitiv if there's a shinu yayin. Hasan mami, but there's a condition, we'll see there's many conditions. De'ike b'nei chabur de'shasi b'hadei. It has to be that a person is not drinking yayin by himself. There are others there also. Says Rashi, Shinu yayin, Shasa yayin bisuda. A person drank wine in the suda. Vihivi lo yayin acher, and they brought him a different wine afterwards. Then what does he do? As long as Rashi adds three important words, Toiv min harishon, that the second one is a better quality wine than the first. You don't have to make priagofen, even though you're bringing a different wine which wasn't there before. You don't make hagofen, but hatoiv ha-meitiv you would bring. Tosis wants to understand, and he asks, why is it taken only by yayin? What happens if you have a better food? Maybe making a second broch on a better food. So Tosis says, but on shinui lechem and shinui bosa, ein mevarach hatoiv ha-meitiv, then you don't. Why? Because dafke yayin, because yayin has two milas. What are the milas of yayin? Number one is that it's soid, it satisfies a person, it fills a person. And the second is the msameach, and that's why you make a hatova hametiv, but on bosa and lechem, says Tosis, you wouldn't. Tosis then quotes the Rashbam in Avrei Psochim, where the Rashbam says very clearly that the second wine has to be a better wine than the first. But if it's the same wine, even though it's different, another barrel, let's say, another bottle, you wouldn't make a bracha. And we'll see if there's a machlokes rishonim about that, whether that's the case. Rabbeinu Tam says, Afilo eina achron choshev. Even if the second one is not more choshev. Rakshila yishtenal griyus, as long as it's not worse, then you still would make a bracha. So we see already in Machlokes Rishonim, does it have to be a better wine or just a shinui yayin, a change of wine? And that would be the stand by which you would have to go by. And the fact that Gemara says at the end, the last words, De'ikib b'nei chaburu de'shosu b'hadei, there have to be other people drinking with him. So Tosfos points out, family is also good. V'hu adin, says Tosfos, im ishtoi u'bonov imoi, a yachid by himself, you're sitting by yourself and you're having some yayin, and thereafter someone brought you a different wine, you would not make a hatov ha-meit. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Dalet Tes, hayu mesubin nishrois yayin. They were sitting and drinking yayin, or bolo hen min yayin acher, and they had another yayin came afterwards. To a goyim, shayu shoisim odaim, they were drinking a red wine. Vehiviu shachar, they brought a black wine, a yashan or an older wine. Vehiviu chadash, they brought a new wine. Einon tzrichin levarach birchas hayayin pam shnia. There's no necessity to say hagofen the second time. Avo mavorchin, but says the Rambam, what do you say? Baruch atah Hashem alakeinu malach ha'olam, hatoy v'hamit. Says that Gos Maimon is right there. If you look carefully in the Losh and the Rambam, Rambam doesn't say anything about something being better or worse, and says that Gos Maimon is therefore he held, mashma, afilo hayayin hasheni garua min harishon, even if the second one would be not as good quality, you still would make hatoy v'hamit. Why? Because it's an interesting sfora. There's two ways of looking at it. Either we're making the bracha because of the betterment of the yayin, or, says Agos Maimonides, the reason is, I'll read you the Loshen, that shahabrocha nema al ribuy hayayin. The bracha was made of the fact that there's a ribuy yayin, you're thanking God's bracha, we have more wine. V'loy al hatova, not on the fact that it's any better. And he holds that's the shoot of Ben Yutam, and derived from the Yerushalmi the same thing, because the Yerushalmi uses a Loshen, al kol chovis v'chovis shahoya poseach, on every barrel of wine which they would open, hayoyim bracha, they would make a bracha, which is not like the other Rishonim we saw, that there has to be something of a far better quality. That we're not necessarily holding by. So, Chazal tells, the Rashbam says, Hevi lo yayin tov yosem erishin, and he says very clearly, tov yosem erishin, shebi yayin she'ein achosh of tzokh lach v'vorech, Ela Omar came the Gabi Birchas Hatoiva Maitiv. Shesova he holds Sheinim of Vorich, Ela Imkain Hayain Hashenim Meshubach Yesa. It has to be of a better quality. Now, of course, one of the questions which we have to deal with is how do you define quality? Is it I like it better? Is it that the world likes it better? What's a quality? And in fact, for that reason, Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal held La Halacha. There's no way today that you can make a hatova meitiv, and the svara he said was because vos v'shteim mifon avayin. How do we understand? We really know the difference between wines. To which some later poskim after Baruch said that Ken Zayin Taka in his time, there was just very very little wine available. And what was Taka the difference? Today, you go to the wine store, you have an array of wines which are incredible, especially the prices are incredible. Sometimes I've seen a store in a certain place in New Jersey where they had a bottle of wine which was worth $500 for a bottle of wine. I'm not quite sure. It burns a hole in your pocket. I'm not sure you can say Hatoiva Meitiv after that because you're really suffering from the having the meshugas to buy such a wine. But that was a Aaron Kotler Shita, that since we're not really so big mumchim in the tastes, we should be careful about making a bracha of Hatoiva Meitiv. Again, I'm going to reiterate what I said last time. That is, I'm not here to paskin for anybody. I'm between here to Mo'ira. Everyone has to ask the LOR, the local Orthodox rabbi, how to be Noheg, legabe this halacha, just to Mo'ira a little bit of the shittas that exist, that we should know what we're dealing with. Because not such a simple subject at all. There are many people who are Noheg, yes, to make the bracha. Lanias Daiti, after I went through the sugya not so long ago in preparing for the shir here and in the home, my maskon on the maisa is that I don't know how there's any heta to make a bracha on hatoiva meitiv on yayin, and I'll explain to you why as we go along. Rabbeinu Bachai in the Sefer Kadachemach, he says, why is it taken we make this bracha of hatoiva meitiv? What is the bracha? What is it coming from? So he says as follows: Mipnei shechayiv odom lemait besimchas oidom hazeh. We have an obligation to be ma'it in simcha. Tikno levorech al shinu hayayin hatoiva meitiv. Therefore, they made the brocha hatoiva meitiv on the shinu hayayin. Why? Shari b'mokim shemeshanim hayeinos. It's a possibility it's going to be simcha. Ukedere ma'it hasimcha. In order to reduce the simcha, tikno hatoiva meitiv. They made the brocha hatoiva meitiv. Why? Shoya bircha sa'ovos shiknu b'yavna haruge beita. Where's the bracha hatoiva meitiv and benching coming from? That's a bracha on which they made a haruge beita, hatoiv that they didn't smell, and meitiv they were able to bury them. So it reminds one of a more of a sad and serious situation. And therefore, at the time when a person is being marbe his drinking of yayin, which could bring to excess simcha, and we know the halachah in Shulchan Aruch says also la'adam shimanis hakinu goyim hazeh, you're not allowed to be fully happy because we're in galus. Therefore, they chose this bracha of hatoyva meitiv, which when you say it, you're meant to be reminded of what happened over there, baharuge beisar, and that will temper the enjoyment that there is with the wine, and therefore that's the reason why we make that bracha.
Good to that, you can make the bracha before you drink your first cup of wine.
So that the you're making a good point. So the question that's the problem with that is there's a chiyuv to make berachah gofen, right? And berachah gofen has to be made on the better wine that you have. Let's say you have, we'll get to it soon again, but you have shnei yeinos lefanov, right? You have two wines on the table. The chiyuv halacha is to make the bracha of hagofen on the better one, which once you've done that, then according to Moshe Zichar can't make hatayva meitiv afterwards. Because if you're making kiddush, so anytime you make a bracha, if you have two items, one's more pleasurable than the other, you zichar make a bracha on the first one. The next one, you'll bring another point, is I'll just mention it. What about making the bracha after you drank the wine? You had the wine already. Can you make hatoyva meitiv afterwards? So there are people who say you can, because it's not on the yayin, it's on the hatova. It's on the fact that now you had something better. You're appreciating Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, and he gave you something. See, if you had hana, there is a day which says that even so, after you had that hana, you would be able to make hatoyva meitiv. There's an interesting Mordechai, and the Mordechai says as follows: Al yayin lovon mevorei hatoyva hametiv. You make a bracha hatoyva on yayin lovon, and listen to what he says: Afilu gerua harbe yosem in harishon. Even if it's a lot less quality than the first one, what's pshat? What's so special about white wine? So he says, lefi shehu bori laguf yosem in ha'adam. It's healthier than red wine. So the Mordechai says that since it's healthier than red wine, even if the quality is not as good as the red wine, you would be able to make hatoyva meitiv. And they did.
Why is it only by wine we have this halving in truth that we should make another bracha if you find something better? If you have an esrog and you find a nicer esrog afterwards, or you eat something, why is it only by wine we have this halving in
truth? We mentioned before, Tosfos says that you're asking Tosfos kasha. Good question. So Tosfos asked the following question: Avol Ashinu Lechem Ashinu Bosa Ein Mevorchim. That's your question. Nun Tesam Rebeis and Brachas. And Tosfos says, I'll tell you why. Dafka Yayin De Is Be Tarti. There are two qualities to wine which not everything else has, and that is De Soid Umesameach. It makes a person satisfied and also gives him simcha. And therefore, that's why the Rishonim all agree that that's why the Gemara says it's referred to Yayin.
I prefer a nice new steak.
Enjoy. But that question is it the same soid and mesameach as yayin? The pasuk tells us yayin is mesameach. Yeah. So that's the raya. Yayin is samach levav enosh. It doesn't say it about the 75-pound steak you're going to get in the steakhouse down Golders Green Road.
Is this subjective to the person? I mean, he can have a much better wine, but he prefers the Bowen 4A.
Right, so the bottom line is, that's one of the issues here. That's one of the halachic problems. Because is it subjective or not? I don't like that wine. Just because you think you paid £75 for it and you think it's worth it, therefore, wow, it's a £75, this is really good. It's psychological, besides anything else. But that is one of the issues. What is considered to be better?
Has to be to him.
L'chayr has to be to him. There are many other things which have to happen in order for it to work. And if we have a chance, we're going to go through them quickly. What is it? What are the conditions? Well, there happened to be about 12 conditions in order to be able to make hatoyva meitiv. The first one is, we just mentioned before, we haven't got time to go to the Shulchan Aruch inside, but the first one is that's somebody else drinking with him. He's not drinking by himself. In other words, either his family, somebody else is there. Another condition is that, and this is something which we have to go into for a minute, shehayayin hasheni lo yiyeh befonav, that the second wine isn't there b'shas he made hagofen. How do we define befonav? That's one of the big problems over here. What is it called befonav? So obviously, if it's on the table, it's befonav, and there's absolutely no heter to make hatoyva meitiv if both wines are there. The question is, where in the house can it be in order for it to be considered to be shaloi b'fonav? And it's not so poshut b'chol. Many of the poskim hold that if it's in the house, it's in the fridge, you know it's there, it's still considered to be b'fonav, and therefore you would not make a bracha. Someone ought to take it out to the, if you have a garage or a shed outside, when do you take it out? Now those poskim hold that you'd have to have taken it out 3 days before you actually were going to drink it, because then it's not there. But if you just took it out 5 minutes before the suda, oh, let's take it out, and I've seen that happen, let's take it outside so that we can make hatova metiv. Not so poshut b'chol, because it was there, you knew it was there. Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal said very clearly that even if it is in the refrigerator, you know, closed refrigerator, and the refrigerator is different, you're sitting in your dining room by your Shabbos table, and the refrigerator is in the kitchen, he held us 100% not allowed to make hatova metiv. That's considered b'fonav. I'll leave you with an interesting question which someone asked me last time I gave a shiur on this a few weeks ago at home. Someone asked me a very good kasha based on this psak of Chaim Pinchas. We know that the halacha, that if there's yayin al shulchan, then by birchas hamazon you have to be mevarech al hakos. Right? So he said to me, okay, so now if it's in the fridge, is it considered to be al shulchan? You mechuyev to get it to make a kiddush, to make birchas hamazon al hakos. Not so posh, but it's a good question to think about. It happens to be that there's a difference in the halacha here, legabe Ashkenazim and Sephardim, because the psak of Rav Avadi Yosef very clearly says as follows. He was asked, "Ha'imut levorach hatoyv ha'metiv al yain besuda kasher shnei hayenus al shulchan," and he answered, "Yevorach, you can." Most other poskim did not hold that way, but he does. The Kaf HaChaim says very clearly, "Al kei near," therefore it seems that given the yesh pluta b'zeh, and we have a rule of sofik brachas lahokel, you don't want to chasma make a bracha lebatala, kosho yushneim an ashulchan b'shas b'ri pragofen, oishe ezmina mikodim brachan aviyam, or you told someone, you know, bring it afterwards, which is like the story we said, it's in the fridge, or, you know, I'll put it outside until afterwards. Afilu, listen carefully what the Kaf HaChaim says, birech al hagerua techila, even if he made his bracha hagofen on the not such good wine first, ein levarach oid hatoivah meitim. You should not make hatoivah meitim on such surfaces. Next tonight, that it has to be be yeshiva achas, at one sitting. You're at the table, not that you got up and you went to this and the other, it's there at the time, and you're adding to this, to the simcha by adding to the yain at the same time. La halacha lemaisa we paskin, that it has to be a better wine. It cannot be of a worse quality, or even of the same, wouldn't work. Even though there is the day we saw that the brachas be made not because of anything of better quality, but the ribui, the fact that I have, and that was the Yerushalmi alcohol. On every barrel they opened, they made a new bracha. But lahalacha l'maisa, it seems from Mishnah Berurah, you've gotten gimel, that it has to be a better wine. Next tonight, that both the people who are drinking have to be drinking from the same wine. In other words, you had your first wine for Kiddush, let's say. Now the next bottle which was brought, you have to both be drinking not from different bottles. If you're drinking different bottles, then it's not so poshut that you can make the bracha of Hatoyva Metiv. Another interesting question which is brought up in the poskim is, how much do you have to drink in order to be able to make the bracha of Hatoyva Metiv? So the days go from, you have to have had a revius of the original and drink a revius of the second. Second opinion brought down the poskim is that it has to be at least, even if it's not going to be a revius, it has to be a maloy lugmov, cheekful. And the third, most lenient dayer, is that even if you're having just a small amount, you can still make a hatoyva metiv. But lachir, since we see there are those opinions, it would be difficult to say that 100% you can make it if you're having less than that shear. And not everybody necessarily wants to have two revius of yayin at the suda. Some people have no problem with it; they can drink a lot more. But that is the three shittas that there exist in that category.
When you talk about making the bracha, making the full bracha, not just saying bracha.
Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hatov
Ha'Meitiv. You can't just say Baruch Atah Ha'Meitiv.
You said then you have no shilas.
You have no shilas
because you're not making Shem Hashem. You want to say you can always be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch. There's a fascinating, I'll give an example. If you would decide right now that you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your healthy body, can you get up in the middle of get up and the Besamir say Asher Yatzah with Shem Malchus without any having used the bathroom, the facilities Bechlal? Are you allowed to do such a thing? So it happens to be in Kuntres HaSfekas, in Yeridea. There's a fascinating Chavos Das. It's a Das Yachid, I agree, but it's interesting to note. He held that you can, because you Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's wrong with Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The truth is, the problem with that, the other person say, yeah, but we have a rule that Kol Baruch HaShe'enu Tavu HaMitavah Shachonim, if they didn't make that for that purpose that time, we don't make the bracha. But listen to something fascinating. You'll like this. Chavos Das over there in Kuntres HaSfekas brings a fascinating raya. What's his raya, he says? That you could take a get up and you can say, Asher Yatzah middle of the day, because I feel I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm healthy, I'm walking, I'm healthy. Listen to his raya, fascinating raya. Her raya, he says, is that by Shabbos Zemiris, we say Shem HaShem in the Zemiris. And what is that? That's Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says, why should this be any worse than Shabbos Zemiris? I know many people don't say Shem HaShem Bas Zemiris, but the Chavos Das said that. Again, I agree, it's Das Yochid, but there is such a day over there that since on Shabbos you can sing Zemiris, and you sing Zemiris with Shem HaShem, that's Mishabeach. Why are you saying Shem HaShem? Because you're Mishabeach. In fact, I know for a fact that amongst many others, Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal used to sing Zemiris, and he used to say the Shem HaShem in his Zemiris. He did not shy away from saying Shem HaShem. Today many people are scared of it, but there's definitely what to be Shemachon, that B'Shas, Shemach Yorosh Baruch, you can do so. Let's go a little bit further. One of the other conditions is that only B'Shas HaSuda. Dahainu, what does that mean? Let's say you weren't having a Suda. You're just sitting around, yeah. Want some wine, and then another wine. So Rabbi Tzina Abba Shaul in his Tshuva says as follows. He was asked the following question. Can you make Hatoiva Meitiv even though it's not B'Shas Suda? And he answered, according to his opinion, what's the condition? Why is that so? He says very simply, anytime you're drinking and you bring another wine, which is not worse than the first, you say Hatoiva Meitiv. However, others disagree with that very strongly, and they say, no, it's a din in Suda. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Ayin Hey,
we talk on the wine.
Sorry,
it's not on the Suda. It's on the wine.
No, but it's the Yain B'Toich HaSuda. That's where it comes from. Sorry.
Should say
That's machlokes. Again, Rav Yosef held is not a problem. It is a problem rather, and he and Rav Yosef said no problem. And the halacha of Hatoiva Meitius comes right out the Dvar HaNoigim B'Suda. It's in that Chedek B'Shulchan Aruch we're talking about Suda, and therefore L'Chaira, it may be that it has some sort of Shaychus to Suda. Next question. What about going from grape juice to wine? If you go from grape, let's say you make Kiddush on grape juice, and then someone brought you a Yayin, is that considered to be something with which you can or cannot? And then Machlokes. And the Minchas Yitzchak and Daim Weiss, he says that no, you don't make a bracha. And similarly, Rabbi Tzin Abishol holds Ein Mevorchim Brachas Atoivah Meita Amitz Hanovim, only on Yain. Question is, if you have two types of grape juice, are there better quality grape juices? If a person has one grape juice, then he has another. So L'Chaira, they would not make a bracha. If Chaim Pinchas Seinberg in the Chiddush Basra, he says as follows: Nirish Mevorch Atoivah Hametiv Gam Al Shinui Mitz Anovim. Why? He says very simple. Why not? The Medina Yain Hu. It's Yain. Even though it's not Mesameach, nonetheless it's considered to be Yain. And therefore, you can make Kiddush on it. It says on the bottle, Kosher the Kiddush, Dalakosis, etc. And therefore, Loi Poluk. Given the Yain Hu Lecholdova Lahaloch, it's considered to be Yain as far as its availability for the mitzvahs of Yain. Aval, he says, Miyain lemitz, if you had yain, and if you had a delicious grape juice afterwards, then that's no good. Why? Because that's going from good to bad. Rapa lehepach, if you had taka grape juice for Kiddush, and then someone brought you a nice bottle of wine afterwards, he held there's absolutely no reason not to be able to make a hatoiva meitiv. And the svar is very poshut. because the wine is better. Everyone's going to agree that yain is better than grape juice. Better quality, has more to it, and therefore it's not a problem at all. And that's the way the most poskim will hold. The next nakuda is that what about the fact that we have sometimes someone's not sure, is it going to be better wine? Is it not better wine? Here's a suffix. I don't know if it's better. So if it came to the suffix, there's no question. Suffix brachas lahakil, and you would not make a bracha on something which is you're not sure whether or not this is a better wine. And the agreed upon most people, I would say, even though I have been doing some shopping around and asking people what their minhag is, there are many people taka do make hatoyva meitiv, and it's a little bit of a pella because if it's betoych habayis, if it's there, I'm not quite sure what they're being soymech on. Because if it's there, it's mamash lefonov, then the lefonov, the zicha no heter to make a bracha lechayr. Because only when someone heviyu lo yayin, the lashon legemara, they brought him, which means it wasn't there, and lechayr means he didn't know it was going to come. And we saw the lashon, the poskim is, if that was a muzman, that he told someone, you bring it afterwards, that wouldn't be good enough, because you're telling the person to bring it, so you know it's there. And therefore, the emphasis that lahalacha lemaisa, it's very difficult to find a really good situation where you're going to have the possibility of making this bracha, because there are so many conditions required in order to make it. And as we said before, we know the old rule of sofek brachas lahakel. You don't want to do something where chas v'shalom you say shem Hashem levatala, and therefore you're better off not. But your suggestion of just saying Baruch Hatoy Vameitiv, that Shem Malchus, Tovo Lecha Bracha. Why not? That's not. You're not doing. You're not doing any harm. But at the same time, you're recognizing the fact that there is some sort of a hatova. Therefore, you're not being over Chas V'Shalom making a bracha which is not maybe not necessary. Mitzad Sheni, you're recognizing that we have this bracha Makadosh Baruch Hu.
With the subject, the fashion. See, like two bottles of wine. One is worth by $60 and another one is worth $90. And you prefer the one which is $60, and to you it's much more tasty.
Right, so that's what we mentioned before. That's the issue, one of the issues as well. So the chayr is totally in what you feel is a better wine.
So then why the
grape unless it's a davar pashut legabe kulam, then the quality is definitely better. You have a funny strange taste. You like the worst quality. That's a problem which you have with your taste buds, but not necessarily with the halacha. That's the reason. That's one of the reasons why when Baron Kotler said what he did, that we're not really that mumchim. And therefore, what are you doing? You're putting yourself into a suffix. Do you really know? Does it go by the value? Yes, someone put a value on it. Therefore, does that make it better? You don't like it. By you, it could be garua. It could be even a worse taste. It costs $100 more, £100 more. That doesn't make it into a better taste for you necessarily.
Personal thing, though.
It's, that's what it seems. That they brought him another yayin, which was better. If he doesn't think it's better, Zichron not going to make a bracha. That's for sure.
So there'd be two people at the table, and some bottle is there, for one will make a bracha, and the other one won't.
Very possible. At least, but the problem is that if the two people are there, if one's going to make that bracha, as we said before, somebody else has to be drinking as well. He can't be drinking by himself. It has to have, that's the Lashon HaGemara already. You need to have somebody else drinking with him. Yes?
You need the person to wash champagne.
Sorry?
You need the person to wash champagne and be absolutely better.
If it's definitely better, then it's better. As then again, but you have to all the other conditions. Yeah. That it wasn't a fun of Chuli V'Chuli. Otherwise, you can have the best champagne one. Okay?
If you say Omei, it's your expert.
Sorry?
If he answers Omei for the...
Yeah. So now that's another thing. I haven't got time for that now because it says here very carefully, finish by 9 o'clock and four time a yekka. So you know, I come from that type of background. So when it says stop at 9, I stop at 9. But that's the one thing which is all to discuss. It's an issue that one has to go into. Mit Hashem another time in Yerushalayim and HaKadosh.
In Arsenal, grape juice and wine. That's a very common thing.
Yeah, the lot can make kiddush from grape juice.
I make kiddush from grape juice, I put wine with
the wine's there.
it's the fun of it.
I always thought
that
this in a fridge or in the kitchen. He made use of costs. That's